Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Investors Conference Call of WSFX Global Play Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note, this conference is being recorded. Material and information on this conference call is general background about the company's activities as the date of this presentation. Information in this presentation should not be considered as advice or a recommendation to investors or potential investors in relation to holding, purchasing, or selling securities, and does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs. This information is given in summary form and does not purport to be complete. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sri Krishna Narasimhan, CEO and Whole-time Director, and Ms. Pooja Mishra, Chief Financial Officer. Thank you, and over to you, sir and ma'am.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is Sri Krishna here. Thank you for joining the Q2 FY25-26 earnings call of WSFX Global Pay Limited. A brief word about the quarter. The quarter reflected a strong operational and financial performance for us, driven by improved segmental traction, disciplined cost management, and continued digital expansion. We are happy to say that despite market headwinds in certain corridors, we have delivered broad-based growth across key business lines and achieved steady improvement in profitability and margins. I would like to give a small presentation on the company's performance. We have uploaded the presentation on the company's website as well as the BSE website. Now we'll go to the presentation. Let me begin with a quick look at the business landscape. So it's a highly regulated industry, high on competition, low on margins. We have competition from banks, we have competition from fintechs, we have competition from other AD2s, FFMCs. We are also having competition from credit cards. It's a very dynamic market, high competition, but obviously it's an area of growth where with a market size of around $30 billion. So you can say foreign exchange and cross-border payment landscape continues to evolve despite mixed macroeconomic signals. When we look at it overall, global travel and corporate mobility remains healthy, whereas we have seen a lot of ups and downs in the student segment, which forms a large part of our outward flows. We have seen caps on visa, we have seen country-specific restrictions, we have seen regulatory tightening. Particularly, we have seen impact on U.S. and Canada markets. Despite this degrowth in student segment, we have maintained a growth momentum by diversifying across new corridors like U.K., Germany, European destinations, and we have got some strong partnership with NBFC partners and educational consultants, which has seen us through in this quarter. The corporate business has remained stable, and in fact, we have seen year-on-year growth. Within this dynamic backdrop, Global Pay is strategically positioned as an omnichannel payments fintech, combining the reach and reliability of a regulated AD2 with innovation and speed of a digital-first enterprise. So we have a 21-branch physical network, which provides customer assurance and operational depth, while our digital stack, we are one of the only players who has multiple platforms catering to every ecosystem, which includes our global payment app, corporate platform, B2B agent platform, and card issuance platform. We deliver automation, transparency, and scalability. So in the next couple of slides, we talk about the company. As you know, we are regulated, we are AD2. We are also an RBI-licensed AD2. We are a listed company. We have got also our ISO 27001 and PCI DSS certification. We have a strong network of branches and strong partnership with banks. We have multiple tech solutions, which I already mentioned. I quickly come to the most important thing for us for the last 9 months. That is our Global Pay cards. You can see three cards. One in the middle is a black card, which is a multi-currency card supporting 12 currencies, which we launched in July. We are happy to say that we are doing wonderfully in this card program. We have seen a lot of adoption. Then we have launched two more cards. One is a metal card, which we call the Explorer Metal Card, which is an on-invite basis card, which we launched in the Global FinTech Fair. We also launched a new card called a Smart Switch Card, which will go live in another month's time. That is where you move seamlessly from a single currency card to a multi-currency card. That is something we'll go live hopefully by December. One more partnership which we announced in the Global FinTech Fair was our co-branded partnership with Zaggle, where we launched our Zaggle Global Pay Card with a deep integration with the Zaggle's expense management platform. We expect this to be a big product for us in the next financial year. Besides cards, we also wanted, since we have now looked at the D2C ecosystem, we are trying to add multiple solutions to our app, which includes an international SIM card, travel insurance, lounge access, etc. We have collaborated with DreamFolks and we have launched a global transit app, which will go live very shortly, where anyone can download our app and access services like airport transfers, meet and greet, pranam services, etc. Because today, many of the services, club access, many of these services are attached to some tiers or memberships. What we are saying is we are freeing our customer from these tiers and memberships and say you can pay for the service and take it up. And that is something we expect to go live very shortly. We also launched our co-branded Global Lounge Pass with DreamFolks, and which is a package with our Explorer Metal Card, where our customers will get 4 complimentary overseas international lounge access. So the next slide talks about the visibility we gained in the Global FinTech Fair. So quickly we get into the quarterly performance snapshot. So we did a turnover of 2063 crores for Q2, which is a 89% quarter-on-quarter growth. Our revenue rose sharply to 34.96 crores, which is a 90% quarter-on-quarter growth. Obviously, the growth is very high because we have a seasonality in our business, and second quarter is always a high season for us. Our revenue, we showed good revenue growth. Our PBT was 4.86 crores. Of course, there's a huge growth from Q1, because Q1 we were at 16 lakhs. So our EBITDA margins improved to 18%. Reflecting better realization and cost control, our PAT was at 3.67 crores. So overall digital contribution stood at 59%. We have a 900 plus corporate partnerships as of now and a B2B partnership of 700 plus. We showed on a quarter on quarter a student segment growth of 127% and corporate at 9%. So we go to the next slide. In this slide, we have already given you the Q2 numbers. From a half year and also the Q1 numbers to get a perspective, on a half yearly basis, we closed with a gross turnover of 3,157 crores and our PBT was at 5.03, PAT stood at 3.83 crores. So overall, I can sum it up by saying that there was a strong performance despite student segment showing a degrowth of close to 22% and US market showing a dip of close to 40%. Our student performance, strong performance in the student segment and corporate segment saw us through, and we were able to report a better year-on-year growth. Also, what is significant is we have remained focused on our digital and our card product, and we have come out with a lot of launches here which are going to be the strategic pivot for the company. So one other thing I would like to mention here is that we have also signed up with Samsung Wallet and Google Pay, Samsung Pay and Google Pay, where Global Pay card will be tokenized. So maybe in another 30 to 45 days or 60 days, you can add your Global Pay card to a Google Pay wallet or a Samsung Pay wallet, and when you travel overseas, you can tap your phone in the merchant establishment and make your payment. That will make our product truly contactless. So we quickly go to the next slide, which again gives you a comparison between Q2 and Q1. We grew by 89%. PBT was at 4.86 crores against the 16 lakhs on Q1. When we compare it with last year, our gross turnover, we registered a 2% growth. But at the PBT level, we were at 4.86 crores against last year's same quarter PBT of 3.14 crores, which again showed that despite market going down, we have been able to maintain and we also improved our margins. From a half yearly performance, you can see this year we closed at 5.03 crores PBT against last year's 4.18 crores, registering a 20% growth. Next slide gives you a total, quarter on quarter trend for the last 10 months. That's more to understand the trend. We have seen steady growth. We go to the next slide, which where we have given quarter on quarter the revenue and expenses. Q2 CAGR for gross revenue was 41.15%. You can see quarter on quarter when we compare with previous year, we have shown growth in Q2. And then expense, we have kept it under control. The CAGR for expenses is 23.22%. So coming to the student segment, we have been able to maintain our business, which means we have increased our market share, because simply put, the segment has degrown by 22%. So student, this remains our strongest vertical. While the US and Canada saw a slowdown due to visa delays and intake restrictions, we recorded robust growth in UK, Germany and other European destinations, which may more than offset the decline. But obviously, US is a very important market for us, and we look forward to things improving, maybe some improvement in the visas and acceptance, etc. But that's something we have to wait and watch and see what happens. Our strategic partnerships with NBFCs have really helped us, and we have also been able to improve our margins, which has ensured that we have remained strong in this segment. Quickly go to the corporate segment. This has been a segment where we have grown quarter on quarter, year on year. There has been a steady performance in corporate segment. We are getting into multiple tie-ups. Zaggle collaboration is one big opportunity which we are looking forward to for future. So this is something where our digital platforms have gained adoption, and this is a growth story for us. Go to the leisure and personal remittance. This was an area which we have started to focus on in the last 6 months. Earlier we are more focused on student and corporate, but this is the growth story. Of course, high competition is there. So this is something is an evolving story for GlobalPay. We are investing in building the GlobalPay brand. You must have seen a lot of brand building efforts happening, digital campaigns, social media engagements, influence collaborations. In the last 6 to 9 months, we have done a lot here. And as I said, it takes a little time to build this, but we are confident that over the next 12 to 24 months, we will also register a strong presence in the retail segment. So coming back to product growth, obviously, cards were a little down because this time US travel was less, so student segment may cards intake was less, but more than offset by a strong growth in remittance, which you can see in the outward remittance side. Overall, card growth at a CAGR level for the last 5 years has been 86.70, remittance is at around 40.57%. So overall, if you really look at it, in the last slide we give you the financial results, which is already displayed. Overall, to sum it up, our financial performance this quarter reflected a disciplined execution, operational efficiency and margin improvements. Treasury and hedging strategies have been optimized, leading to better realization and reducing volatility. Cost ratios have been rationalized. Digital penetration has improved per transaction efficiency. So overall, how is the market outlook when you look at it? Our priorities are accelerating digital, improving our D2C penetration, expand co-brand and distribution partnerships, which is very important for us when we go big on the cards. Enhance profitability through automation and cost discipline. So in the last slide, we always talk about the way forward. As of today, D2C focus, we are working on it. Distribution is something which will go live maybe by Q4. We are also working on multiple platforms. We are building in more and more deep integrations. Payment platforms is work in progress. Forex card issuance we have started. It's 9 months. We have registered good volumes and now we are getting into the distribution side of it. So one by one, the areas which we are focused on, we are getting into it in a systematic manner. So to summarize, Q2 FY 2025-26, I would say, reflects a strong operational performance and steady financial growth for the company despite external headwinds. So we are confident, that our omnichannel model, expanding partners, and digital-first strategy helped us consolidate our position as one of the leading regulated cross-border payments fintech. With a strong start, we are confident about our H2 also, and we thank you for your support. With this, I'll come to the end of my presentation. Now I would like to hand over the conference to the moderator. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Pratik Chaudhary from Samarthya Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Sir, first, a few bookkeeping questions. If we look at our balance sheet, our trade receivables have gone up from what used to be around 20 crore earlier. They have gone up to almost 76 crores. Can you please throw some light on this? Why such a major increase? And this means that we haven't received money for roughly more than 6 months' sales that we did till September.
Yeah, hi. I will explain this. So basically, our debtor cycle is just maximum 15 days. It is not 6 months. Okay? And if you see, September is a season time for us. So per day, we do transactions worth around 50 crores or so. Okay? If debtors is more, you can see that advances is more, creditors is more. So basically, we receive money from the customer, we do the transactions, so we have advances also which are more. Okay? We have started, we have issued, now we are the card issuer. Okay? So there, it is on a little bit different model in which we receive customers' money, but we have to pay to the network only when the customer spends. So basically, the model has little bit changed, and that is why you will see sharp increase if you go on advances also. Advances have increased how many times? It is so many times which it is increased. And if you are saying 6 months, you are comparing the net revenue. You should see the gross revenue, the transaction amount. We did transaction worth 3,000 crore, right, in 6 months. Hello?
Ma'am, but your receivables are for the revenues that you record, which is 35 odd crores in Q2 and roughly 18 crores in Q1.
Yeah, so if you will see, trade receivable is 75 crores, right, on 30th September. Okay?
Yeah.
And you are comparing this with the gross revenue. You compare with the transaction value, which you will see in the notes, which is more than 3,000 crores worth of transactions which was done. So basically, this 6 month calculation you are doing straight away by calculating the gross revenue, right?
So gross revenue is not receivable. It is our margins are, gross margins is around 1 to 1.25%. Our net margins are around 60-70 basis points. So receivable, we should look at it from a turnover perspective.
And in debtors, we basically say, suppose for walk-in customers, if we have received the check and check gets credited, so it will take one or two days, and even the one-day transaction value is around 50 crores. So I think you must have got the answer.
Okay, okay. And yeah. Sir, what is our growth outlook for the next 1 or 2 years? We are at roughly, we're almost reaching 100 crores run rate. Where do you see us in next 1 to 2 years?
So as I said, I cannot do too much of a forward-looking thing. We have always, in the last 3 years, we have delivered consistent growth. Obviously, market has been dynamic. If you really look at it, we had last year, we had a huge drop in the Canadian business, but still we delivered year-on-year growth. This year, besides Canada, US dip, but we were able to look at other growth areas and still grow over previous year. So everything is not consistent in this market. Today also we are looking at how the US market will go through, because earlier US intake was highest in the student side of things. But what is important for you to notice, the company has always been diversifying. We initially started with two segments, then we diversified into digital, we have done our card launch, and we are now looking at cards as a strategic pivot, where lines of income will come from the cards based on the distribution model. So we are optimistic about growth because we are not dependent on only one segment. We are broad-based, we have brought in product lines, and as you can say, we are looking at registering year-on-year growth in a very positive manner. And we have, this year you must have seen, we have stood our GTO despite an adverse market condition, which shows that we are growing despite market degrowing.
Right. Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Sure.
Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Aniket Gada, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just have a few questions. I'll start off with, like, could you just let me know what kind of industry outlook would be for the next half of the current year? Of the current year, the current financial fiscal year? Like, what would be the industry outlook according to you?
So, as of, see, if you really look at it, it has degrown, right? So we 22% is the students' ka degrowth as per the numbers we have, LRS numbers we have. Corporate is stable. It's not exactly growing, but it's in a more stable mode. Leisure is also ups and down, obviously, but leisure is again seasonal. So overall, we are looking at a very muted year only, but we are confident to deliver our numbers. But overall, I see this year being a little muted. A lot depends on how things move from a US market perspective, because that holds the key for the key student segment, I think, because normally in a year, 3 to 4 lakh students travel there, around roughly 3 and 3.2 lakh students travel. So that is something which is a question mark, where we may see a 40-45% drop. So that is of concern, but overall you can see a muted year where we may see a degrowth from previous year, especially in the student segment. That's how I look at it.
So, just a follow-up on that. As you said, US is a big market. As we have seen right now, the tariff wars are ongoing on, and currently people are not very keen on migration population. What kind of market would be in 2 to 3 years? Maybe there might be some diversification from US to other countries or something like that. Anything you might want to comment on?
Yeah, it's already started, right? This time there has been a huge movement to Europe. Russia, people have started traveling to Russia. We are seeing movement to Europe. Huge uptake in UK, Germany. So already people have started moving, because the idea is that thing is there to study overseas. That motivation is there, right? So obviously maybe the destinations change. But as I said, none. On a long term, it will be a recalibration. Short term, there will be an impact. That's all.
Have you focused on the UAE market? It's one of the top 5 markets for...
Absolutely, absolutely. All markets are important. But if you really look at it at a percentage wise, US was very large till last year. Now when the sudden shift happens, obviously we are growing in all the other sectors. That's why we are showing growth. But as I said, none. But within a 12-month period, there will always be an impact on the overall market level, right? On a 24-month or a 36-month, it will recalibrate. So this year, if you look at NRS numbers, there is already a degrowth in the first 5 months, which has been published by RBI. You can see the student remittance, it has degrown by 22%. But over a period, will it be degrowing next year is a mute question, because there will be other markets which will take the demand.
That's absolutely correct. I just wanted to ask one more thing. On the TCS front, there has been some grace given by the government. Are you expecting something more on that part?
Which one?
In the TCS, in the LRS?
The TCS already is 10 lakhs. No, it's moved from 7 lakhs to 10 lakhs. So that more or less covers the retail segment. And the next year, the student's kata, it will become zero. So that will be a big relief, you know, especially they have also removed that thing, condition that any person who takes a loan, I think it's zero now from March. So that will be again a boost for the students, student segment.
And on the Forex card, that's the business that we are going on for, like what kind of an outlook you look for the next 2-3 years, considering the new launches you have done and the smart card that you will launch in December?
So we are very optimistic, and that's what I told you, that this card is a strategic pivot for the organization. Now, I won't put any numbers to that, but total focus is there. For the next, for the last 6 months itself, the big focus has been there. That's why we have got into all these exciting tie-ups. We are also keen to start our distribution of cards to regulated entities. So outlook for us is growth, because we were earlier a distributor, now we are a principal. So this is an important activity for us, or a growth pivot for us. So we are looking at it in a very, very optimistic manner, because as I said, you could do that much only as a distributor. You can do much more as a principal.
What kind of a market do you think for the prepaid Forex cards? Because most of the cards people use for Forex have still been the credit cards. So how do you think the market will pan out?
So essentially, credit card, if you really look at it, has become a very important instrument in cross-border, only because of two reasons. As of today, credit card is still not under TCS ambit. Government is still looking into it. Debit and Forex is in TCS ambit. That is one part. Second, there's a lot of subsidy given, a lot of, freebies and everything being thrown in to make credit card, ensuring that in the leisure segment, credit card has really penetrated in a big way because of all sorts of waivers, all sorts of offers and benefits, which has impacted us. Of course, we have not been a very large leisure player, which has not impacted Global Pay per se. But if you really look at anyone who has been in retail, in a big way, he would definitely have been impacted by his credit card. But as I said, everything has to be sustainable. Today, a lot of disruption is happening. Whether these disruptions are sustainable, which will only be known over a period of time, because customer loyalty cannot be caught just by giving freebies. You have to be consistent. Your service levels has to be clear. Later, also one other thing in credit card, INR credit card, is people don't realize that in a volatile market, it is always better to have a lock on your rates, especially when you are traveling. Like you saw the kind of volatility in USD, Euro and GBP. So in it was highly possible that you took a credit card at the time when the pound rate was 114 or 115 and you ended up going there and your rate went up by 2 rupees. So where you lost 2 rupees per dollar. Because in credit card, it's only at the time of merchant settlement, the rate gets crystallized. So you don't really hedge your risk when it comes to credit card. That is a lesser known fact. But as I said, as of now, it looks lucrative because a lot of offers, cost of, the CAC is very high as of now in credit card. Companies are trying to get the customers at a cost. Profit is not a very important factor as of now. That remains a competition for us, but we are evaluating it. We are evaluating that part also, whether to see whether there is a viable business model there. Parallelly, we work on our Forex card model. But as I said, credit card has a major impact on the retail segment. From a corporate and student segment, credit card is not a major factor at all.
From this, can I assume like we are positioning towards students and corporates for our Forex card?
We are majorly into students and corporates, but we are also working on the leisure segment. This is the work in progress we are talking about, because in the last 6 months we have started focusing on the segment and we will try to make our product interesting and also educate the customers on the benefit of Forex cards.
That might be a quite a long process, but I hope it will be fruitful for us. Secondly, I just wanted to ask on a positioning we had a like last phone call we had like been saying we would tie up with major tourist operators for our forex cars for in the leisure segment. Is there any update on that?
No, we are working. See, as I said, now in all these things, B2B partnerships is something we are working on. We are trying to integrate our FPAS solution with multiple, travel companies. Even Zaggle has our FPAS solution where business has started picking up. So our platform integration is an ongoing process. If there is anything big, obviously we will let you know because that's something we publish, right?
You're quite optimistic on the Zaggle collaboration. Could you just point out some synergies or what benefits we will get from this?
So essentially, we are always bullish about any B2B collaboration because the B2B partner has a business value. There is always, in this particular case, the partner is one of the largest player in the expense management system. Like we have 900 plus corporates, they have 3000 plus corporates. So obviously you get excited whenever there is such an opportunity to collaborate with a partner in the forex space. So we feel there we can quickly get into all these corporates in a very fast manner. So that is the excitement all about. But how it goes, time will tell how the partnership progresses because there are a lot of things where we try to work together to build a solution which is what which can get integrated into the corporate ecosystem. Because the corporate is all about how well you integrate into their ecosystem. Expense management is a key component in a corporate ecosystem. And forex is also a type of spend. Like PPI is for domestic spend, forex card is for international spend. So if you get into that ecosystem, there is a big opportunity. That's why we are excited. But in general, whenever there is a B2B partnership, there is a value creation and we are always excited about any partnership. So Zaggle is one of the big partnerships for us.
Are you looking for some other partnerships also?
Yeah, we'll be partnering a lot of people. Already our business is run with some 700 plus partnerships. HDFC Credila is a key partner for us. Poonawala Fincorp is a partner for us. We are partnering with multiple people in multiple ways. Zaggle is different because Zaggle partnership started 9 months back. Now we are talking about a co-branded card, which is the first time we got a NOC from RBI and we are launching this card. So I think that will clarify because Zaggle type has been there for the last 6 to 9 months.
Okay, thank you for answering. I just had one last question on the PACB that we had been talking since last year. Are there any updates on that?
So internally we are working on it because there are a lot of process, procedures, policies to be framed. So we don't want to rush into an application. We are working on it because the cards was a priority for us, which took some 1 to 2 quarters for us. But that remains as a priority. But as I said, we are also looking at our AD2 license, if there is any enhancement, because last time there was a draft guideline which said that we will get to get into trade remittance also. We are looking at that also. PACB will eventually hear from us about that. That's work in progress.
Could it be possible in the next couple of quarters or the timeline?
I don't want to put a date. We are just like cards was a project which was there for the last 24 months. It had, a lot of complexities was there, getting a principal license from Visa and all those stuff was there. So finally we saw it through December we launched and now we have built a volume, we have now got into partnerships, etc. This is something we are working on. It may be happening in a quarter or it may take a couple of quarters, but definitely we are looking at trade remittance and we will keep you updated as and whenever some outcome happens there.
Thank you for answering my questions and I hope you have a great year ahead.
Thank you so much, Aniket.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Imran from Quantum Investments Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Krishna, I just wanted to know what agreement or what relationship we have with Dreampox.
So essentially, that's again a kind of a partnership agreement. What we have done is, there are two parts to it. One is obviously the co-branded card, because Dreampox doesn't have now Longjaw access in India, but still what is interesting for us is, for the international launches which they still have at IF. So, which has become part of our premium card program. So that tie-up is there where we have issued a co-branded card which is integrated with our Explorer Metal card. Second is we are also, DreamWorks has lot of, you know, transit services. Right from, you know, club se leke, it has a lot of airport related services, etc. Which are all something which can be, you know, purchased and used. So like what, when we are going D2C, we want to have a bundle of products for international travelers. Everything needn't come free, right? A lot of people are ready to pay, like our launch access. People are ready to pay. Like we are also now tied up with an ISEC card, ISIC card, where we issue ISIC card, student card and IYTC youth card or a travel insurance. What we are trying to do is take all the services of DreamWorks and through a kind of a, you know, SDK integration, customers can buy it from my my consumer app, Global Pay app, and utilize the services.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Imran.
Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shri Krishna and Ms. Pooja Mishra for closing comments. Please
yeah,
go.
Thank you so much. Thank you everyone for joining us. And if you have any further queries, please visit our website or you can reach out to our company secretary, Ms. Kushbu Desai. I now request the moderator to conclude this call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
On behalf of WSFX Global Pay Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.